Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, welcome. It is Bowerly News Radio 930 WBEN. Your take on what Governor Cuomo should do, your take on what Governor Cuomo will do. And other than one caller, I'm the only person who believes that Governor Cuomo is going to resign. He's got fairly many days left in office, provided he does not run for and win re-election again, which I find to be kind of a laughable idea at this point. But my thought process is pretty simple. And it all started when Letitia James announced her investigation into Governor Cuomo. And again, you do not, as the Democrat Attorney General of New York, with great political aspirations of your own, you do not go after a Democrat governor unless you've got, shall we say, a sponsor or a godfather at the higher levels of Democrat power, even higher than Andrew Cuomo. You don't do it. We go to Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul. Lieutenant Governor Hochul, what could she have said? She could have said, obviously, I'm somewhat dismayed by the Attorney General's report, but let us keep in mind, this is America, and everybody in this country is entitled to the due process of law, so let us not jump to any hasty conclusions. She could have said that, okay? But she didn't. Kathy Hochul, who, again, folks, she does not have it in her to just issue a statement of her own volition without getting it cleared by the higher-ups. Okay, I firmly believe that. I can't prove that, but I firmly believe that. And what she has said is that she, first of all, believes what the women have said. Now, that contradicts Governor Cuomo's self-defense speech today, saying it isn't true. Don't listen to the 170-plus sworn witnesses. Don't take into consideration the 74,000 pieces of evidence, including, by the way, contemporaneous text messages between one of the victims and one of the friends that I've found so far. And, what she said is she believes the allegations. She applauded the women for being brave. She called Governor Cuomo repulsive and unlawful. That's your lieutenant governor. And then she basically dodged the issue of whether he should resign with a statement I totally understand, because she would get his job. No one is above the law. Because the lieutenant governor is next in the line of succession, it would not be appropriate to comment further on the process of impeachment. I'll fill that blank in at this moment. And she's right. Because if she, she's waiting in the wings. She's a lieutenant governor. So we've certainly seen this happen before. Governor Spitzer, we had David Patterson come in and fill his term and then give way after his job as a placeholder was done. I think the same thing is going to happen with Kathy Hochul. I don't see how Governor Cuomo survives this with everybody calling for his resignation. Now, with the majority of Democrats in the Assembly and the State Senate, when you've got the President of the United States saying he needs to go, he needs to resign. If it does come to an impeachment proceeding, do you think that the people who are the higher-ups in the Democrat Party are not going to be calling the assembly members who are hesitant? Do you think they're not going to be calling the state senators who would sit in judgment of Andrew Cuomo? Because if you are a state senator or a state assemblyman, and you support Andrew Cuomo and fail to remove him from office, and you have dreams of someday becoming the secretary of elk in the federal government, you have just thrown your future aspirations out the window by defying the higher-ups. So they've got a lot of power. Chuck Schumer, Kirsten Gillibrand, his hand puppet, and President Joe Biden. And you got to believe that these assembly members and senators are going to be under a lot of pressure, and I'm not even taking into account constituents they have, but I think what matters more to them is their own future political ambitions and the fact that if they don't go along with what the higher-ups want and are publicly stating about a fellow Democrat, that their own careers down the line, maybe not next year, but maybe 10 years from now, we could lose everything we've got. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN.
How did things get so far?
All right, let's go to Dave in, who's next? I beg your pardon. Actually, no, Dave in Hamburg is next. Dave, you are on WBEN. What is going to happen with Governor Cuomo?
So I think he's going to resign. I think the deals have already been made or they're going to be made. He's going to resign. He's going to make comments to the effect he'll never admit guilt, but he's going to make comments just to the effect, I'm resigning because it's the best thing to do for the state, the people, blah, blah, blah. And then afterwards, when everything calms down, COVID's going to pick up. He'll be forgot about. Who knows? Maybe he'll be working on CNN with his brother, or he could be president. Look at Clinton and Biden. So I think he's going to resign, and they're going to make a deal with him.
Honestly, I don't think that Andrew Cuomo, his political career is over. I don't believe there's any way he's not even going to be a cabinet member. He's going to be in that place called Oblivion, New York. Like he'll be like Elliot Spitzer. Elliot who? He was once a steamroller.
You can find him.
I beg your pardon?
I said MSNBC can always pick him up.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, Brian Williams did actually make a bizarre comeback. And I do hear what you're saying down the road. And yes, people do have short memories, but anybody running against him in the future, I mean, this is just gold to have in the arsenal. But I mean, you still, if you're Andrew Cuomo, you still have the issue of civil litigation in which the specifics of your behavior are going to be introduced. So it's probably in your best interest if you want to protect your family to settle out of court.
Oh, and I agree with that. That's why I think he's going to make a deal with the godfather, so to speak, and he's going to resign. And again, he's going to make it look like it's the best thing for the people. And that'll go to his side when these people decide they're not going to prosecute or there won't be no prosecution whatsoever, criminal at all. So that'll help him in the civil.
So in other words, you resign and Albany County is going to decide not to prosecute you. We've got it worked out. Don't worry.
Exactly. Deals are going to be made.
Well, that is the nature of the political beast. We shall see. But you do believe he's going to resign. Do you have a timetable in your own mind?
Oh, I think he'll be resigning by the fall, October, November, before everything starts kicking up with COVID again. I think it's going to be right around that time frame when the fall hits and they want to start introducing more restrictions on COVID. He'll slowly be the
course, contrary-wise, as COVID increases, the public memory does tend to be short. Does that not work to Andrew Cuomo's advantage?
Oh, and I'm sure he knows how to play the game, so he's going to play it to his advantage.
And, well, and contrary-wise, again, who knows how many more women are going to step forward with corroboratable tales of Governor Cuomo's misconduct. I mean, he was pretty brazen about it. We played that audio of his comment to the doctor, "You make that gown look good."
And that's true, but if they didn't come forward already, he could turn around, or if they can just say, now it's a pile-on thing, it could be. I think if you didn't step forward now, yeah, there may be, unless you have absolutely hard.
Oh, but if you've got, like, corroborating text or emails, kind of hard to dismiss those.
No, I agree with
because they can ping the locations from which those texts came, and if they match up with the phone number, they match up with Cuomo's location at the time, that's rather compelling.
Sure, you're always going to get the person who was afraid to step out, and now that other people are, that always opens the floodgates. I agree with that, if you have the evidence.
Yeah, if I'm Andrew Cuomo, I'm not sleeping very well. I thank you very much. I appreciate the call. All right, somebody else thinks he's going to resign. It's a lonely position to have. All the political experts I've heard said, nah, Cuomo's not going to resign. I beg to differ, because the way I read the tea leaves and the way I see the stars aligning and the politics aligning, again, this Kathy Hochul statement is very strong. She does not make that strong statement unless she's got the okay from higher-ups. The higher-ups want this guy gone. President Biden thinks he should resign. Let's go to Jeff in Lancaster. Jeff, what do you think is going to happen?
Well, I think you're partly right, Tom. I think eventually he resigns if the Assembly and the Senate have enough votes to impeach him. If they don't have that, and he knows it, he rides it out to the end of his term.
Very interesting. But on the other side, because it's clear that the higher-ups in Washington want him gone, they're not big fans of Andrew Cuomo, what do you think of the idea that they can put a lot of pressure on individual state senators and state assemblymen to turn the heat up? Because remember, these people in Albany, they've always got their next job in mind, and some of them would like nice, cushy federal jobs.
Yeah, so it's still Cuomo's ego. I mean, just like Nixon, he held out until he knew he couldn't do anything but resign. I don't see Cuomo backing down. He stood up today and said, I did nothing wrong. My attorney has a 29-page document showing I had done nothing wrong. As far as I'm concerned, you know, all of it's not worth following. So, you know, he wants to stay. And I believe his ego is going to make him, you know, make sure that there's enough votes to get rid of him before he even entertains resigning.
All right. Well, you've got an interesting take. Certainly that has entered my mind. And I did the equation in my own head. I still believe he's going to resign. I do not believe your scenario is entirely out of the question. And it's really kind of a coin flip as to what actually is going to happen. Obviously, I hope I'm right. But I thank you for the call.
Thank you.
And in order, again, folks, in order, we don't have recall in New York State. So in order for Governor Cuomo to be removed from office, it would take a majority vote of the state assembly and then a trial in the state Senate and 2/3 vote to convict him and remove him from office. And my read on it is, do not underestimate the desire of the National Democrats to get rid of this guy. He's become an embarrassment. And don't forget, during COVID, he upstaged other Democrats. He upstaged a lot of other people. Politics is a game of ego. And Andrew Cuomo is not the only governor with a strong sense of ego. I'm just saying, people were not real happy that he was getting Emmys and they were doing work and they didn't get recognized. Yeah, just a further commentary on the move over law. You must move over if you can safely do so. You don't want to move over and cut right in front of a semi and then cause a worse accident. You don't want to do that. So you got to be able to safely do it. If you can't, you got to really, really, really back off on the speed if you absolutely cannot safely get to another lane. Because we don't want to cause more than is already out there. And I've certainly been in situations where I could not get into the next lane. And when I'm in those situations, I back off the speed to like 15, 20 miles an hour because the last thing I want to do is hurt anybody. It is 24 minutes after 5. Let's go back to the calls. Kim in West Seneca, will Andrew Cuomo resign? What do you say?
Yes.
Your reasons?
Well, okay, so I'm not big on politics in that, so I just am driving home today and listening to all of this stuff about Andrew Cuomo. And, of course, I've listened to it before and before and before. But what stands out to me the most is, good morning, doctor. You make that gown look good. And, yes, does that disgust me? But I'm thinking I'm his wife driving home, and I'm listening to your show. And how is dinner going to go right now?
Well, he's not married. He's a single guy, and he's a very lonely guy by all accounts.
Well, no kidding. But he's still got the two daughters to I mean, how is he explaining all of this? And it's not right. I mean, there's a sense of right and wrong that this guy simply just doesn't have. He's like a politician. Like you look up that word in the dictionary and you see his face. It's, I don't even know how he's continued to be the governor.
Well, honestly, I think it's going to be increasingly difficult for him to continue being the governor of New York State. Again, you've got the president of the United States. You've got
right.
Democrats. I mean, for example, if you're Byron Brown, do you call for Andrew Cuomo's resignation if you believe Andrew Cuomo is going to be in office much longer? Because you might be going to Albany soon with your hat in hand. I mean, a lot of times these local officials stay out of these issues because they know they might need the state at this point. But when you've got Mark Poloncarz, no love lost there, by the way, between Poloncarz and Cuomo, and Byron Brown saying resign, that I read into the tea leaves there that they consider Andrew Cuomo to have been neutered.
Yes, like they got some sort of a head nod, if you will.
Well, that's my read on it, because these people who may need the office of governor in the future, they don't want to be on Andrew Cuomo's bad side because they know exactly how he can be. Ask Mark Poloncarz about the respirator, the ventilator issue back during the peak of COVID. That was a drag-out situation on the telephone. Cuomo is going to send the National Guard to confiscate Western New York's ventilators and ship them to New York City days before our peak of COVID was forecast, making a grandmother in Yonkers more important than a grandmother in Lewiston. And Mark Poloncarz and some of the other local health people suddenly said, you know what, every one of our ventilators is in use. Interestingly, there was no concomitant increase in the number of ICU or intubations reported. So it's a very interesting thing that happened with the ventilators, and Cuomo never forgave Mark Poloncarz for standing up to him. And I've always respected Mark Poloncarz to that degree because he did stand up for Erie County.
And I'm glad you brought that up, and this is my last point that I wanted to make, is that I don't know if I'm reading too much into this, but maybe this is his way, Cuomo's way, of creating a smokescreen so he doesn't get indicted for all of the deaths in the nursing home during that time.
Well, the two are actually separate issues. So I think that also would be, if I'm Andrew Cuomo, that also is going to be in the back of my mind. Yeah, what liability or culpability do I have in those deaths? But as acting as a public official probably insulates him. I'm glad that you called. I appreciate that. What do you think is going to happen with Andrew Cuomo? I'm in the minority. I believe he's going to resign. What do you say?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business.
From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you love me? Do you love me?
Do you love me? I can feel it too. Do you love me? Why do you love me? I can feel it more. Why do you love me? Do you love me now? Nice to see you, doctor. You make that gown look good.
Well, that is kind of a montage of Andrew Cuomo, The Contours, Dave Clark 5. I prefer probably Dave Clark 5 because that's more of what I grew up with. Contours a little bit before my time. But anyway, it is Bowerly on WBEN. My question is, what do you think Governor Cuomo is going to do and what should he do? And I am one of the few who believes that Governor Cuomo has no choice but to resign, probably sooner rather than later. Somebody suggested that he's going to wait and see what the Assembly and the Senate will do, but I would argue that the rising floodwaters of condemnation from leading Democrats around the country, eventually it's got to sink into Andrew Cuomo that his political life is over. Especially when you start getting into the specifics of the Attorney General's report, which naturally came out about a minute before I had to go on the air, at least online. But be sure to download the Odyssey app and discover hundreds of new exclusive music stations available now for music fans, by music fans. Check out Arena Rock, rock of the 70s and 80s that conjures up memories of epic tailgate parties, mesmerizing light shows, fog machines, and lighters held high in the air. Download the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, the Odyssey app. Now, one of the accusers, I talked earlier about text messages because 74,000 pieces of evidence, and it does include text messages, and it does include emails. Now, how many of those text messages are from Governor Cuomo? How many of the emails are from Governor Cuomo and would corroborate what statements were made against him? I do not know, but published by the Attorney General, one of the victims of Governor Cuomo she worked as an executive assistant and health policy advisor, says the allegations took place in June 2020 as the COVID-19 outbreak flared up. The governor told her that he was lonely during the pandemic and, quote, wanted to be touched. And in real time, you see that the woman is texting somebody who is a friend of hers. And the friend texts, "This is actually terrifying. Victim told him I dated someone 25 years older. Recipient, oh my God. Victim, he said age doesn't matter. Asked me if it made a diff for me. Recipient, holy excrement. Holy blanking excrement. Victim, if I was blanking other people while in my recent relationships and how we talked about monogamy. Recipient, what the F is effing going on? Victim, and whether they hooked up with other people too or if it was just me. Recipient, what the F is happening? This is 10 or 100 million percent grooming. Victim told me to put a tattoo on my butt, not my shoulder. More texts. OF, are you okay? Victim, I feel like think of what you think it could be. Recipient, oh Jesus. Victim, that I wouldn't be able to put in technology. I don't know if I'm making sense, but. Recipient, are they watching your phones? Like, what the blank is going on? Are you okay? Like, are you safe? Victim, I would just be, like, uncomfortable typing things out, but safe. Don't worry, totally safe. I'm just being paranoid. Okay, don't worry, don't type it. I doubt that, but okay. And that is, you know, real-time corroboration of what one of the victims said. Now, interestingly, this particular victim is one to whom the governor specifically apologized to today. And, you know, if this is Governor Cuomo's way of trying to help a previous victim of sexual abuse deal with her problems, I would suggest that her approach, his approach, is entirely wrong. I mean, I don't know. If it comes up in a work conversation in 2021, the only appropriate response would be, well, I certainly hope you're receiving the appropriate help, and move on. You don't ask about monogamy. You don't ask if they're with other people. And I don't know how it's helping somebody work out their past sexual abuse by asking if they have a tattoo on their butt. I hope I don't have my victims messed up. Charlotte Bennett is also the one recorded singing the song to her on the telephone recording, which, by the way, was part of the AG's report, as was the comment Governor Cuomo made to the doctor with the COVID. Hey, you make that gown look great.
Nice to see you, doctor. You make that gown look good.
Yeah, baby. Words to live by. Do we have, Pasquale, the audio today of President Biden calling upon Andrew Cuomo to resign? Because Joe Biden has stood up for what he said originally. And by the way, it wasn't that long ago, Joe Biden said Andrew Cuomo would make a great president. And then all these allegations came forward, and it came up at a post-COVID briefing news conference today, President Joe Biden.
Back in March, you said that if the investigation confirmed the allegations against Governor Cuomo, then he should resign. So will you now call on him to resign, given the investigator said the 11 women were credible?
I stand by that statement.
Are you now calling on him to resign?
Yes.
And if he doesn't resign, do you believe he should be impeached and removed from office?
Let's take one thing at a time here. I think he should resign. I understand that the state legislature may decide to impeach. I don't know that for a fact. I've not read all that data.
And he's using a photo of you embracing him in his self-defense to say that these are commonplace kind of embraces that he made and the allegations against him. Do you condone that?
Look, I'm not going to fly-spec this. I'm sure there are some embraces that were totally innocent. But apparently the Attorney General decided there were things that weren't.
Well, and there's no word, by the way, in the Attorney General's report that Andrew Cuomo asked Joe Biden to put a tattoo on his butt. And whether he was with other people along with his wife, Jill. No word on that. And that's where you get into a sticky wicket. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN, and let's go to April in Buffalo. April, what's going to happen with Andrew Cuomo?
Oh, he's going to resign for sure. But I just want to make this remark. Is he, during the process of trial or whatever he does after this, does he roll on some neighboring corruption in our state? Does he take someone down with him?
Well, that's a very interesting question. Does he take somebody down? I think the actual question is, what does he have on the people who would be voting to impeach him? I think that's a better question, and only he and the members of his inner circle know that. And the follow-up question would be, does the pressure from the higher-ups in Washington outweigh any dirt Cuomo might have on assembly members or senators?
Right. So this might be really interesting, because I think he's totally going to roll on somebody, or he's going to take somebody down with him, for sure.
That's an interesting take, but if you're going to take somebody down with you, usually there's something in it for you. There's a deal. If somebody else is involved in illegal activity and you're involved in illegal activity, you know, usually there's a deal. Sometimes it involves immunity. Ain't no way Cuomo's getting immunity.
Somehow I wonder if when these people, and there's been a couple others, like write a book, that's their deal. Sometimes I wonder.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, I forgive my repeated references to the mob in today's show, but if you don't see a relationship between how the mob works and how politics works, I'm sorry, in the words of Michael Corleone, who's being naive, Kate? But anyway, Salvatore Gravano, Sammy the Bull, actually did write a book about his experiences with John Gotti and the rub out of Paul Castellano. A lot of victims were not happy with the deal that was given Sammy the Bull. A lot of people lost loved ones at Sammy the Bull's hands, and they felt he skated much to the disrespect of their loved ones. But the thing is, Gotti was the prize. He was the golden goose. So the feds were willing to make a deal because they had been embarrassed publicly by this guy on multiple occasions where he'd walked. So they made a deal with the devil and they paid the price. Mm-hmm. But as far as, you know, I don't know what benefit Andrew Cuomo would have by, quote, bringing anybody down with him. And as I said earlier, the bigger, I think, more salient question is, does he have damaging information on people who would be called on to vote to impeach him? And is he willing to release that information? Which, by the way, if he released that information, that almost could be seen as jury tampering.
True.
So he's got to be careful.
Everybody get your popcorn ready.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, I don't take any joy of this because, these women have been through hell. But again, anybody who's been through a sexual harassment training in New York State the past 3 years at least knows that, I mean, this is, in our generation, this is unacceptable. I don't even want to tell you what radio was like in the 1980s.
Right.
But it ain't like that anymore. I'll tell you that much. And as I said, if I had one of our account executives call me, and they frequently do, about clients, and I started singing "Do You Love Me," I would not be here.
Well, just a little food for thought, just something to.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. It is very interesting. But again, you know, to me, excuse me for saying the same thing three times in a minute, but the more interesting thing to me is, what does Cuomo have in his files on the people who are going to be voting to impeach him? But if he does anything with that information, does he also bring the equivalent of jury tampering into the mix?
Correct.
So I thank you very much for the call.
Nope.
Yeah, and by the way, that's one of the reasons Gotti got off on one of the charges was basically a juror got paid off, and one of the other ones, one of the guys he beat up, suddenly had amnesia about who beat him up over a dispute over being parked in the middle of the road. And if you go to the Bowerly WBEN Facebook page, I posted an article from the New York State, I'm sorry, from the New York Post, running down the victims and the various allegations made by the victims. And folks, I'm not going to lie, it's ugly reading, and it is very adult reading. And again, you know, we in the private sector have undergone, I would say, a seismic shift in terms of our sexual harassment awareness in the workplace. And for the governor who promulgated these regulations for you that you have to go through to engage in this kind of behavior, I mean, did he not take the class? If you sat through those classes and didn't change the way you were, if you were guilty of anything, you weren't paying attention. I mean, these days, basically at work, name, rank, serial number. That's about it. Hello, good day. How are you? Would you do this? Thank you. Actually, his name is Tom, not do 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 do. Tom in Buffalo, you're on WBEN.
No, that was my name, Tom.
I apologize, sir. I messed that up.
Do 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 e. I'm Italian, but I, you know, your references to the mafia and the Oaks, the gang things in the movies. You're a little obsessed, but that's your thing.
Wait, I'm the one who what?
Well, you're a little obsessed with that, those movies and that kind of...
You know, the only reason I'm obsessed is because I find such parallels between politics, business, and organized crime. Basically the same rules apply in all three endeavors. And I laugh when I watch fictitious stories and I think, yeah, like that doesn't happen in the real world. I've been around the block a few times.
Oh, me too. Agreed there. The music business, looking in the rap and everything else.
Oh, I'm obsessed with local music. I'm obsessed with Great Lake Shipping. I'm obsessed with King Richard. There's a lot of stuff with which I'm obsessed, believe me.
Make that another show. Anyway, with Cuomo, to me, at least he's not married. You know, he's done no worse than Trump was accused of, than Clinton, when he came right out and said, they asked him, why did you do it? He said, because I could. The worst reason in the world, because I could. JFK even was a great womanizer. He had more class about it, of course. But
well, you know what? I understand what you're saying. I mean, Donald Trump was a playboy in New York in the 1970s. No pun intended. He made no bones about it. JFK is famous for an expression I can't even use on the radio, that, you know, he would only take a woman if. Nah, I can't even go there. But it was a different era. It was a different time. We're talking about an era that is not the 1960s. It's not Club 54 1970s. It's a totally different era. And in that sense, I think the comparisons aren't quite valid.
I agree. Like I said, I'll give Cuomo, at least he's not married. Hey, you know, maybe he got overboard on some things. To me, if this has been proven, yes, he should resign or be impeached. If it's really proven, this is just still accusations, but it doesn't sound like it is, but either way, it should go that way, but we'll just, hey, let it play out.
No, this, I must tell you, this Letitia James report, which, by the way, was investigated by two outside lawyers, Kim and Clark, it does contain enough corroboration of statements that anybody with half an ounce of common sense, if you were being talked about this way, and you saw these kinds of texts about you, you wouldn't be able to sleep, and chances are you'd just walk away to give yourself some peace.
Last thing, you said it yourself. Don't you feel this is somewhat of a conflict of interest with the Attorney General because she wants to be governor, even Kathy Hochul for that matter, maybe?
Well, the actual investigation was done by outside attorneys. This Ann Clark and June Kim. Letitia James was the one in the spotlight, and it was done under the auspices of the State Attorney General's office. But look, I understand Letitia James, and I've never made any bones about this. She wants to be the governor of New York State. But I think the bigger issue is not what Letitia James wants. The bigger issue is that a Democrat attorney general took on a Democrat governor. And there is no way an ambitious woman who wants to advance politically does this without the blessings
of The Godfather. I got to go back to my mob reference just for you.
Stay tuned until next time.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. No, I appreciate it, folks, very much. And, you know, I've said this a million times. If you want to learn everything you need to know about life in the real world, watch the TV series Deadwood. Watch all three Godfather movies and a couple of other ones thrown in there. And The Sopranos. Between The Sopranos, Deadwood, and The Godfather trilogy, that is business 101. That is real world 101. And if you do not see the correlations between those fictitious stories and what actually plays out in the news, you're missing the point, really. There's more of a nexus. Basically, the common threads, money and power and influence in all three of those things.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.